trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
现在我们祷告，请各位低头。
我们慈爱的天父上帝，我们感谢你，因为你爱我们。我们已经觉得你的爱吸引我们到你的面前来。我也相信你的爱也感动了很多听众的心，使他们愿意继续研究这些真理。求主的灵今天再与他们同在，帮助他们读的时候也可以明白主的旨意。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿们。Let us turn in book number 2 to lesson 74.
现在请打开第二册课本，翻到第74课。
Lesson 74.
第74课。
The subject is, In the Days of Noah.
这一课的题目是挪亚的日子。
The story of Noah has a lesson for the people of our day.
挪亚的故事对我们这个时代的世人有一个教训。
Noah was called a preacher of righteousness.
挪亚被称为传义道的。
He lived about 1600 years after the creation of this world.
他在世的时候大约是这个世界被创造之后的1600年。
By that time, sin had become so much a part of man's life.
在那个时候，人的生活之中充满了罪恶。
That the scriptures say,
这些圣经就说，
And God saw that the wickedness of man,
耶和华见人在地上的罪恶，
was great,
很大，
in the earth.And that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually.
终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Genesis 6:5.
创世纪六章五节。
Man had filled up his cup of iniquity.
人的恶贯满盈了。
God could no longer bear with the perverseness of that generation.
上帝不能够再容忍那个世代人的邪恶。
But Noah, one of the few who followed God,
挪亚是极少数的跟从上帝的人中间的一位。
Found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
他在耶和华面前蒙恩。
Genesis 6:8.
创世纪六章八节。
To Noah came the warning,
于是就有警告临到挪亚说，
The end of all flesh is come before me.
凡是有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我的面前。
For the earth is filled with violence through them.
因为地上充满了他们的强暴。
And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
我要把他们和地一并毁灭。
Genesis 6:13.
创世纪六章十三节。
Noah was commanded to build an ark.
挪亚奉命要建造一个方舟。
To save those who would repent.
好救那些个悔改的人。
He preached the warning God had given him.
他就传讲上帝所赐给他的警告。
For 120 years.
一共有120年。
Only his family of 8 persons.
只有他一家八口。
Entered the ark. And were saved.
进入了方舟，得救了。
Just as God said.
正如上帝所说的。
The flood came.
洪水来了。
It rained 40 days and nights.
一共下雨有四十昼夜。
The waters covered the highest mountains, 15 cubits.
那个水涨过最高的山顶有十五昼。
And prevailed on the earth for 150 days.
泛滥在地上一共有一百五十天。
Every person, together with every living creature on the earth, was destroyed.
每一个人以及在地上的每一个活物都毁灭了。
Only the family of Noah and the animals preserved in the ark were saved.
只有挪亚的一家和在方舟里头的动物得救了。
Jesus Christ referred to the days of Noah as a type of our day.
耶稣基督提到挪亚的日子乃是我们这日子的一个象征。
In Matthew 24, 39, 38, and 39 we read,
在马太24章38、39节说,
As in the days that were before the flood,
当洪水以前的日子,
they were eating and drinking,
人照常吃喝,
marrying and giving in marriage,
嫁娶,
until the day that Noah entered into the ark.
直到挪亚进方舟的那日,
and knew not until the flood came,
不知不觉洪水来了,
and took them all away,
把他们全都冲去。
So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
人子降临也要这样。
Regarding the days of Noah, we have this comment.
论到挪亚的日子有这样的话。
God did not condemn the antediluvians for eating and drinking.
上帝并没有因为吃喝而定那洪水以前的世人的罪。
We have the word antediluvians here. Diluvian comes from the word deluge. The deluge was the flood. And these are people who live before the deluge or antediluvian.
这个意思就这个字的意思就是说在洪水以前的人。
He had given them the fruits of the earth in great abundance.
他曾经丰丰富富地把地上的出产赐给他们。
To supply their physical wants.
要供给他们肉体方面的需要。
Their sin consisted in taking these gifts without gratitude to the giver.
他们的罪是在领受了这些个恩赐的时候毫无感恩的心。
And debasing themselves by indulging appetite without restraint.
并且毫无抑制地放纵食欲来败坏他们自己。
Yes, they did not use any self-control, so they debased their moral character by indulging the appetite or overeating.
他们是没有用这种自制的力量放纵他们的食欲，以至于使他们自己被败坏。
It was lawful for them to marry.
来结婚也是合法的。
Marriage was a God, in God's order.
因为婚姻原是上帝所定的。
It was one of the first institutions which he established.
这也是他最先所设立的两个制度里头的一个。
He gave special directions concerning this ordinance.
等到这个制度他也曾经赐给世人一些特别的指示。
Clothing it with sanctity and beauty.
使它成为神圣和美满。
But these directions were forgotten.
但是这些个指示却被他们所忘了。
And marriage was perverted.
于是婚姻的制度也被败坏了。
And made to minister to passion.
他被用来作为放纵情欲的方法。
From this book, Patriarchs and Prophets, we read a paragraph.
从这个先祖与先知这本书里面我们要读一段。
Says, a similar condition of things exists now.
现今也有同样的情形存在。
That which is lawful in itself,
那原来在本身是合法的事情
is carried to excess
被人行得过分了。
Appetite is indulged without restraint
人们毫无限制地放纵他们的食欲。
Professed followers of Christ are today eating and drinking with the drunken.
在今天，一些个自称是跟从基督的人，也和那些醉酒的人一块吃喝。
While their names stand in honored church records.
他们的名字是登记在教会圣徒的名册上。
Intemperance benumbs the moral and spiritual powers.
各样不洁净的事情麻醉了人道德和灵性的力量。
And prepares the way for the indulgence of the lower passion.
就为放纵肉体的情欲而预备了道路。
Yes, this is intemperance and benumbs the moral and spiritual power.
他说各样不节制的事情使我们人类道德和灵性的力量麻醉了。
Men are living for the pleasures of sense.
世人生活在这个世界上只不过是满足各样的声色之欲。
For this world and this life alone.
只求此事今生的享受。
Extravagance pervades all circles of society.
这种奢侈的风气在社会里头非常的普遍。
Integrity is sacrificed for luxury and display.
人为了这种奢华炫耀竟牺牲了他们的正义。
They that make haste to be rich.Pervert justice and oppress the poor.
他们很急于要追求财富，以至于竟取往正直。
Fraud and bribery and theft stalk unrebuked.
他们压迫穷人，人们公开的舞弊、营私、贿赂、盗窃。
Yes, unrebuked in high places and in the low.
上行下效，没有人责问。
Today, as in the days of Noah,
今天和从前挪亚的日子是一样。
God is again sending his faithful servants to warn the world.
上帝又差遣他忠心的仆人警告世人。
To warn the world of imminent destruction.
告诉他们那即将临到世界的毁灭。
Much of the warning falls upon deaf ears.
很多的人都不理睬这个警告。
Nevertheless, dear listener, this world will be destroyed by fire.
然而，亲爱的听众，这个世界会被火所毁灭。
Just as surely as it was destroyed by water 4,000 years ago.
正如在四千年以前，这世界被水所淹没是一样的肯定，确实。
Now is the time to get ready.
现在正是准备的时候。
Thank God for the ark of safety today.
在今天应当为这种安全的方舟而感谢上帝。
None who flee to Christ for protection need be lost.
凡是逃到基督那个地方寻求保护的人都不会丧失。
Seek him, dear friend, while he may be found.
所以亲爱的朋友，应当在能够寻见他的时候要寻求他。
Let us look at the 16 vocabulary words to lesson 74.
我们看74课的16个生字。
One.
第一个。
Imagination.
想象。
Imagination. Two. Continually.
不断的，继续的。
Continually. Three. Perverseness.
这是刚体的
perverseness
邪恶的
for arc
方舟
arc 5 cubits
肘那是一尺半
cubits 6 antediluvians
洪水以前的人
Antediluvians. 7. Debasing.
败坏.
Debasing. 8. Restraint.
抑制.
Restraint. 9. Intemperance.
不节制。
Intemperance. 10. Benumbs.
麻醉。
Benumbs. 11. Extravagance.
奢侈。
Extravagance. 12. Pervades.
普及。
Pervades. 13. Integrity.
正义。
Integrity. 14. Luxury.
奢华。
Luxury. 15. Fraud.
舞弊。
Fraud. 16. Stock.
蔓延。
Stock. Now let us read the lesson over in English.
你用英文把这一课再念一遍。
Lesson 74. In the days of Noah. The story of Noah has a lesson for the people of our day. Noah was called a preacher of righteousness. He lived about 1600 years after the creation of this world. By that time, sin had become so much a part of man's life that the scripture said, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Man had filled up his cup of iniquity. God could no longer bear with the perverseness of that generation. But Noah, one of the few who followed God, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. To Noah came the warning, "The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth." Noah was commanded to build an ark to save those who would repent. He preached the warning God had given him for 120 years. Only his family of 8 persons entered the ark and were saved. Just as God said, the flood came. It rained 40 days and nights. The waters covered the highest mountains 15 cubits and prevailed on the earth for 150 days. Every person together with every living creature on the earth was destroyed. Only the family of Noah and the animals preserved in the ark were saved. Jesus Christ referred to the days of Noah as a type of our day. In Matthew 24, 38 and 39 we read, "As in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." Regarding the days of Noah, we have this comment. God did not condemn the antediluvians for eating and drinking. He had given them the fruits of the earth in great abundance to supply their physical wants. Their sin consisted in taking these gifts without gratitude to the giver and debasing themselves by indulging appetite without restraint. It was all right for them to eat and drink. God expects us to eat and drink to sustain life. But the antediluvians used these blessings and debase themselves by overeating, and thus harming their physical bodies. It was lawful for them to marry. Marriage was in God's order. It was one of the first institutions which he established. He gave special directions concerning this ordinance, clothing it with sanctity and beauty. But these directions were forgotten, and marriage was perverted and made to minister to passion. And so we see today the breaking of the marriage vow. We hear of frequent divorce, or we also hear of polygamy. These are all fulfillments of this prophecy. Now we have a quotation taken from Patriarchs and Prophets by Ellen G. White. The sentences are a little more difficult to understand. We will read them slowly. A similar condition of things exists now, or a condition similar to that in Noah's day. That which is lawful in itself is carried to excess. Appetite is indulged without restraint, or without self-control. Professed followers of Christ, or Christians, are today eating and drinking with the drunken, while their names stand in honored church records. Intemperance benumbs the moral and spiritual powers. This is doing things to excess, overeating, and overdoing in any legitimate pursuit. It benumbs the moral and spiritual powers and prepares the way for the indulgence of the lower or the animal passion. Men are living for the pleasures of sense, for the physical senses, for this world and for this life alone. And so we hear many people say, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die." They are living only for today or for this life. Extravagance pervades all circles of society. Integrity or honesty is sacrificed for luxury and display. They that make haste or are quick to be rich pervert justice and oppress the poor. In other words, there is nothing wrong in getting riches, but many people become rich at the expense of the poor, or by breaking the law, perverting justice. Fraud and bribery and theft stalk unrebuked in high places and in the low. Today, as in the days of Noah, God is again sending his faithful servants to warn the world of imminent destruction. Much of the warning falls upon deaf ears. Now, these people are not deaf, but they are not listening to the warning, so we say that the warning falls upon deaf ears, or people who are deliberately deaf and will not listen. Nevertheless, dear listener, this world will be destroyed by fire just as surely as it was destroyed by water 4,000 years ago. Now is the time to get ready. Thank God for the ark of safety today. None who flee to Christ for protection need be lost. Seek him, dear friend, while he may be found. And I trust you will do this very thing.
我相信你也会照着这话去做。
May God help you to do this and protect you until we meet again in the next broadcast.
愿上帝帮助你照着这教训去行，也保护你，到我们下次再继续的研究。